This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 35 for Thursday, August 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Thursday morning, following the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed to the downside. There are small gains in Malaysian palm oil. The November canola contract drops $5.90 at $908.50 per ton. The January contract steps back $5.60 at $892 per ton. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand estimates this morning, showing deep cuts to overall production this year. Canola is now pegged at 15 million tons, down 24.6% from Ag Canada's July estimate. Wheat plummets 31.8% from last month, now at 20.18 million tons. The department's new canola estimate falls within the range of projections ahead of the Stats Canada report on Monday. So far, trade expectations are calling for 11.5 million to 16 million tons of canola this year. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged this morning. The loonie is at 79.24 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a trio of private sales this morning. There's 100,000 tons of corn for Colombia, as well as 133,000 tons of soybeans to China, and about 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery for the three is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The USDA also reports export sales for the week ending August 19th include 116,000 tons of wheat. Total old crop, new crop corn export sales are nearly 691,000 tons. Total soybean export sales are almost 1.83 million tons, along with total soy meal sales of more than 201,000 tons and 3,000 tons of soy oil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract is down 8 cents at $13.25 per bushel. October soy oil falls by more than 9-tenths of a cent at 60.39 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal bumps up 30 cents at $350.40 per short ton. Corn futures are relatively steady on Thursday, with a December contract unchanged at $5.52 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with a December contract inching down a penny at $5.13.5. Wheat futures are higher on Thursday. Chicago December rises 9 cents at $7.34.5. Kansas City December gains 9 cents at $7.24. And Minneapolis December is up 2.5 cents at $9.10.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.